All right, welcome everybody to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Still live from Cayman Island, where we are in the same room, not only the two of us, but also our mastermind members and having plenty of fun. Talking about fun, hey, what's going on in the markets here? I mean, we had a great start into the week. Then yesterday, stocks closed lower, but really made a really nice comeback. We'll take a look at this. So today, lower again, up again. So the question is the October rally over? We will take a look at this, what's happening with interest rates. And yeah, also show you how we trade these crazy markets. And if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidcutter. This is our head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts here every day, pretty much. Yeah, every day. Anyhow, I will show you how exactly we trade these crazy markets, because we know that it is possible to make money with trading, but many don't believe that it is. So we want to show you how exactly we're doing it. So, I mean, short intro here, but I'm on island time.
Yeah.
So let's get started and let's take a look at the markets. And I mean, yesterday, Mark, super, super interesting, because if we look at this daily chart, it doesn't look like much. We finished slightly lower than on Tuesday, but looking at a 5-minute chart, it's a completely different story.
Exactly. The close doesn't tell the whole story here. We gapped lower. We made a lower move. It looked like things could get a little nasty. After such two great trading days here, we had a bit of a dip. But then from those lows, we just kind of marched higher throughout the day with a steady rally, pushing into positive territory in the last hour of trading and pulling back just slightly to end the day negative.
Yeah, because if you look at it, in the beginning, in the first hour of trading, we were down 1.8% in the S&P, and we ended just being down, 0.2%. So again, sometimes the daily chart doesn't tell the story and the 5-minute chart does. And that's also what we see today. We should actually take a look at the futures market, so that we see a little bit of overnight action here, because it was super, super interesting. At first, after the late comeback rally that we had yesterday, it looked like futures markets would push higher.
Yeah, a little follow through there, getting back to the highs that were established during the trading day and overnight trading, and then kind of traded in this range here. You see a sell-off that actually occurred during the European session. So that sent futures lower. And then a little bit of a drift higher in some news that we had this morning.
Yeah, let's take a look at this. So more news this week, and this week is all about jobs, the whole week. I mean, we started on Tuesday with the JOLTS job openings report that came in worse than expected.
Which is good.
Right now, again, bad news is good news, yeah. Because the Fed wants to slow down the economy, and this were, okay, slowing down, and this contributed to the rally that we had on Monday and Tuesday. Then yesterday, we had the ADP non-farm employment change, and this actually came in better than expected.
Which is bad.
Which is bad. That's why the markets closed lower yesterday. And then this morning, the news that came out were the unemployment claims, and the unemployment claims, the weekly unemployment claims, came in higher than expected.
Which is good.
the big deal is the jobs report tomorrow, and traders try to figure out and put the puzzle together from some pieces here of what we have seen this week. And thus far, it has been a mixed bag.
It has. And we know that the jobs report's the biggie. It's always reported the first Friday of the month, and it includes three key items. Average hourly earnings, definitely something that's being watched more than it typically is watched, because the Fed does want to see those hourly earnings come down. Employment rate right now is expected to come in at the same level that it was the previous month. That ticking higher would be good for the markets. And then non-farm employment change, right now expected to come in a little bit lower than the previous month, but that coming in at expectations or lower would be good for the market. We'll just have to see. But this is the big one for sure.
Definitely. And this is where it was interesting this morning to see the reaction, because right here we had the initial reaction like, oh, unemployment claims are lower, are higher than expected. That's good. Again, bad is good right now. And the market moved up. And then we saw that it immediately pulled back. And this is where probably, because traders realized that the weekly unemployment claims don't really matter that much.
Yeah, this doesn't really matter, big picture, compared to the other reports, and specifically tomorrow's, yeah.
Yeah. And so this is where today markets are struggling to find a direction. So we opened right around yesterday's closing, pushed a little bit higher, never made it into positive territory. We did slightly. And then pushing a little bit higher and just kind of diddling around here.
Sure. Getting back towards the open of the day. And, you know, I believe that we will finish lower for the session. But if you look at a daily chart, you'll see that we're just kind of stuck here trying to figure out what to do. And I think that's because of jobs tomorrow.
Yeah, we were stuck in the S&P 500 between 3,700 and 3,800. And tomorrow the markets will find some direction one way or the other. Because, again, it's all about the Fed and interest rates. And looking at the probabilities right now, it seems that traders are expecting another 75 basis point hike with 75% probability over 50 basis points with only 25% probability.
Yeah, and if the jobs look weaker than expected, that would be good for the markets. And if these probabilities shift, get closer to the 50 basis point probability as the next hike, that would be good for the markets, and you could see markets rally.
Right. And then next week we have CPI and PPI reports. These are inflation reports that the Fed wants to see going lower. And the Fed, I mean, Powell already said, and all the Fed members, I mean, they don't base their decisions based on one report.
Sure.
But right now the question is, will we see a peak? Because last week we had the PCE report that came in higher than expected. So showing that inflation still hasn't peaked just yet. And this is where probably Paul is sitting there and say, what the heck? Well, what else did I need to do? I mean, mortgage rates, after topping 7% last week, are now at 6.7%, still at a super high level here.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. The Fed, traders say the Fed does need to raise 75 basis points with the data that's been out there so far. But if there's more of a trend rather than a specific data point saying one thing, right now there's just no trend. It's back and forth, back and forth. So if we start to see data showing that inflation might have peaked, that would be great. The Fed could ease off a little bit.
Yeah. Now, before we talk about our positions and what we did today, I just want to switch over to crude oil, because crude oil was in the news yesterday and today because the OPEC Plus cut production by 2 million barrels per day. But I mean, this is quite a lot and should actually drive the price much higher, and it didn't.
Yeah, you would expect, because of the cut and where we're at, that there would have been a stronger reaction. There was a little bit of a reaction, or a stronger reaction, you could say, on Monday after the weekend, a little bit, you know, leading up to that. Up 1% today, trading around 88.58 right now. But yeah, you would think there would be a bigger impact there.
Well, I think it's just more distributed, because the rumors that there will be production cuts started on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, and if you look at it, on last Friday, we were at $80. Right now we're at $88. So that is a 10% move.
Sure.
It just looks less dramatic, because there were rumors, then there was the $1 million production cut. So this is already, when we heard the facts yesterday, it was already kind of factored in.
Sure.
Okay. Well, let's talk about our positions and what we did today. And one of the things today was LVS.
So yes.
LVS, super interesting. We have been in LVS for quite a while. Let me just actually move this over. So our cost basis here is 48.86. Break even, just calculated it, 41.20 for me, so I need to update it. For you, it's actually a little bit lower, right?
Yeah, I think it was 40.56, 40.59, something like that.
Yeah, so, and anyhow, so that's where we are. And we did sell 42.50 for you calls and 43 calls for me, expiring tomorrow.
Yes.
And as you can see, it's above our break even, but below our cost basis. So what does this mean? It means that if we get called away, 42.50 or 43 for me, we still make money on this trade, which is good, because at some point it was dramatically down, so that's okay. But we're giving back some of the premium that we collected. So for me, it would be giving back a pretty good chunk of the $19,000 and something that I collected here. And this is why this morning as we got in danger of being called away, we actually rolled this position. Let's talk about a roll, what that means.
Sure. So when you roll, you are buying back the call that you've sold, and you are selling the next expiration. And so there's really three scenarios. You could roll out a week, which is rolling the same strike price and just going out. So buying the strike that you've sold and then selling the next week's expiration, same strike. You could roll down and out, meaning that you roll out to next week, but you buy or you sell a lower strike. Or you could roll out and up, which is what we did. We'll talk about it right now, but there we're looking to extend the trade a week, but sell next week's expiration and a higher strike so we could potentially make some more money on the stock.
Right. So for me, I rolled up from the 43 to the 45, which gets me really, really close to my cost basis right now. And so for that, I paid $5. And now you might wonder, well, why would you pay for it? I mean, aren't we in the business of collecting premium? And yes, we are. But in this specific situation, I paid $5 for the potential to make another $200. And again, for me, it's 36 contracts. So we are talking here about $7,200.
Yeah, that's a nice difference there. And so we made the decision to sell calls below our cost basis. This typically isn't something that we like to do. We prefer to sell calls at our cost basis or higher. This way we collect the full premium and we either can get called away at that price or sell calls at a higher price. In this case, we'd been in the trade for a while. We made a calculated decision to sell calls between our break even and our cost basis. So if we got called away at 42.50 for me, 43 for you, we would be giving back some of the premium that we've collected over the last year and a half. In this case, that's not what we wanted to do, although we were willing to get some premium now, and we rolled up once we saw the stock go above our calls.
Right. So this is the one scenario, and you talked about the three scenarios for rolling calls. Another one is where we are just extending it by another week to collect extra premium. And that's what you did this morning with Google.
I was looking to do that, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. You didn't do this? Okay, so the idea here is you sold the 104 call.
Yes.
Because you got assigned at 103.50.
Correct.
So you sold the 104 call, which is above your cost basis, and then you were considering of possibly rolling it.
Exactly. So as a rule of thumb, what I like to do if I'm going to roll out, just buying back the 104, selling next week's 104, I like to get 60% annualized on the premium that I'm collecting to justify the roll. Otherwise, I'll just let the 104 calls expire worthless. If I can, I could close them at 90% of the max profit and then sell calls again on Monday, hoping that we can even collect more premium that way. In this case, it was doing okay. You want to change the expiration to the 14th.
Yeah.
There we go. So based on our calculator here, we see that 30% annualized would be 78 cents. I could double that to get 60% annualized, which would be $1.56. I think we're at about $1.20,
well,
but not quite up there.
Let's take a look at this because I don't have the data from last week.
Yeah,
I don't have both. But yeah, we're almost there. And let's talk about this for a moment. Why are we here going for 60% versus our usual 30% that we want to see annualized?
Well, this is for two reasons. In this case, the stock is still below the strike that I've sold. So the stock's trading around 102. I sold the 104 strike. And in this scenario, instead of rolling, I would rather let that 104 call expire worthless. And then I hope that Google continues to move higher. So come Monday, maybe the stock's trading at 103.50 or 104. And now I could sell the 104 calls or a higher strike and get a ton of premium, much more than what I'd get on a roll. The other scenario is if the call that I've sold is in the money, that means that the stock is above the strike price, and that's where LVS was.
Yeah.
And in that scenario, what I want to do is consider extending the trade for another week. I have to make sure that I still want to own the stock, but by rolling and getting 60%, it justifies the trade, in my opinion, because otherwise I could just let those shares get called away and maybe sell puts at a lower strike to get assigned at a lower strike than I was assigned originally.
Right. And I mean, here's the deal. If you're looking at the 104 right now, and I mean, Google is trading at 101.90, and the 104 call still has a lot of time value in there. This is right now out of the money.
Yeah.
So the 30, almost 30 cents here is pure time value. And this is why for you, instead of rolling, the idea is just to let it expire, because then you don't have to buy it back for 30 cents and you collect an additional 30 cents of, which is $30 per contract that you're trading here.
Yeah, so there's still a lot of premium. I let it expire worthless. I get to keep all of that. And if the stock's trading same price or higher, in most scenarios, it's better to wait.
Right. Now, I know that this was a lot of information, and we do actually have a tutorial on this, on how to roll calls like a pro. So take a look at this. We're linking to it right here in the description. And then we'll see you again tomorrow. We're taking a day off.
We are. We are.
So we'll see you again on Monday. Make sure to tune in. Like and subscribe, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.